Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, who has zero interest at the moment in National League football.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'd say that.
Not zero. You've been to some games, haven't you, John?
Interest.
I think you've been to more games than me this season.
I reckon I've been to more games than you this season. I'm plotting my way to chipping them away on Tuesday.
I'm going to try and go to chipping them away.
Well, I mean, it's a lot closer to you than it is to me.
I might have a job, John, which I've got to find out about. I'm beginning to think it's gone away. I can say this. It was absolute plum doozy of a job.
Can we try and play guess the job?
No. It's just one of those little ones. I'll tell you what it's like. My friend Alan Cochrane is a brilliant comedian. Mm. You should check him out.
Yes, I know Alan Cochrane.
He was once thinking of leaving the business.
Right.
And this is why he didn't leave the business. And the show business is what I'm talking about, not not like news agent business.
Yeah.
Didn't have a vape shop. And this is what happens with the show business sometimes. You think, I've had enough of this, I'm going to get out of this. And then it just
pulls you in.
It drags you in. And the way it happened to Alan Cochrane was he was thinking of leaving comedy, wasn't really enjoying it. And then he went to the Manchester Comedy Store and he had an amazing gig, absolutely killed it, would have paid them to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing gig. And then afterwards, they gave him a free pizza. And the pizza at Manchester Comedy Store was absolutely amazing. It's not there anymore because there's a problem with the building. Anyway, the pizza at Manchester Comedy. So they gave him this free pizza.
Yeah.
And he was stood there eating free pizza while they counted £50 notes into his hand. After having this amazing gig. And he was like, am I thinking about leaving this?
How can I? Free pizza.
Why on earth would I leave this job?
Yeah.
Which is sometimes how it goes. Sometimes it's not like that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, you're having dark nights of the soul, wrestling with how you're going to do this till you're 75, you know.
Five people in, yeah.
I have zero pension.
Scarborough.
I have five people in Scarborough. I'm driving to Peterborough on a Tuesday night for £100. You know, not moaning. It's a nice job. It's up there. It's even better than having. I can't really say because it might come off and then.
Oh, okay.
And then I can tell you off.
Give us any hints?
It involves the Six Nations.
Oh.
And a free suit.
You're not being called up to the squad, are
no,
you?
No. And.
Oh, okay.
Some and pretty decent money.
Oh, right.
For like not a lot of work.
Yeah.
So like the ideal sort of thing. And if
you're being asked to play hooker.
One of the bits of it is on. The day of chipping them away.
Right.
So, look, I'll find out in the by the time this goes out.
Yeah, we'll know.
I'll know. So, I'll probably see you at chipping them away. On that note, I've sent Simon Bittlestone.
I saw.
I'm hoping he's got it. I don't know if he's got it yet.
No, I saw him post on Twitter.
Oh, thanks. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, have a look.
We're
filming it. He posted a picture that the hat's arrived. So, now we wait.
I've passed on. Look, I said to him in the note, I hope it's very much the Clady Lolos of. Of hats.
Right.
The fact that with us, terrible.
Yeah.
With me, absolutely dreadful. Terrible bad luck. With him, maybe his Crawley Town form.
Well, he put the note on there as well. A And I couldn't. Lawless makes a lot more sense. I thought it said Crawley ladies, and I thought, what's it got to do with Crawley? Well,
the note. I will say the note. The note. I don't think you should put a note online, do you?
Well, you know, it was just
private.
Yeah, it could have said anything.
Private stuff. Could have said, "Dear Simon, I've always loved you. Please take this as a symbol of my love, and when you wear it, I will know that you are thinking of me." It could have said that, the note, and then he'd have put that online. And I'd be a subject of ridicule, John.
You should have signed it off as Theo Bristow's driver, really.
Yes.
There was a lovely picture of... Okay, well, we should face Hereford away head on.
Can I just say as well, if Simon, if the hat does prove to be bad luck to you, it is not my hat now.
Yeah.
It is your hat. You can
you
have
deal
it back.
With it as you see fit.
You have to find a way of getting rid of it. Now, a good way of doing this is a really good game. You ever played the peg game, John? Or the 50p game?
The peg game rings a bell.
Peg games are good, yeah. Peg game's good. It's good. We used to play it when I was in... If you're in a long run of a show and you get pretty bored during doing... Let me tell you, people in show business get bored, right? So if you're in a long run of a musical or a play or something and you're like... Night after night. Because it's basically the same thing. If you can imagine doing the same thing over and over again, night after night after night, it gets quite boring. Anyway, a good game amongst the cast is either to have a 50p... You have to try and hand someone on stage.
Yes.
And the person who ends up at the end of the night in the curtain call with the 50p in their hand is the loser. Good fun, eh? You can do it with a clothes peg as well.
Keeps you alive, doesn't it?
Clip people.
Keeps you thinking.
Clip people's costumes with a clothes peg. Good fun. The hat, I thought, could get passed around amongst Torquay fans. Whoever ends up with the end of the season, it's their hat.
We need to put some kind of special marker inside it so we know it's the hat.
Don't need it, John.
Well, you do.
Because it's cursed.
Oh, well, no.
It's got like a sort of Ready Brick evil glow around
that
it.
That guy's standing over there on his own.
The hat. If we lose to Dover, we know, and Simon's there.
It's in the hat.
We know that the hat is definitely cursed.
Yeah,
there were a couple of offers for the hat.
A few people got in touch.
Yeah, but Simon was in first. I like Simon very much. He got the hat. I mean, it doesn't seem to be that I like him because I've sent him the hat, which is apparently cursed. There we are. Hereford away, John. Let's deal with the trophy.
But what I was going to say was there was a lovely picture that I think it was on Talky Talk had taken of the far side of the ground with George Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole
Theo Bristow's driver.
Cast of awful people who run our club.
Oh.
And at the end, Theo Bristow's driver looking nonchalant. Let's say.
And we know.
And you think, I bet you're looking nonchalant.
Pulling
mate.
The strings.
Yeah.
Pulling the strings.
Driving the car.
Nowhere
literally,
near it. Nowhere near
literally
it.
Literally with his at the wheel.
He's like, just can wipe his hands and walk
only
away.
Simon's clocked it.
Was he ever there?
Yeah.
Was he ever there? It's only Simon who knows. It's absolutely amazing.
And he spooked him that day at Hampton and Richmond.
He did, because he found
definitely
him.
Definitely spooked him.
Got a bit close to the truth,
I
Simon.
Think so. To be honest, Simon, I'm surprised they're still alive.
Very much follow the money.
Often people who get that close to him...
Sorry, John, I was just...
we're on TV here.
We're in the studio we're in. The ITV4 is on, and there is a Roger Moore and the Nazis film on. We can't work out.
Roger Moore and the Nazis. What is... It's a very young Roger
Ladies
Moore.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please give him a very, very warm welcome.
It's of its time. They started in 1936.
Just remember that when you're watching
it. We didn't know the Nazis were going to be evil. Please welcome Roger Moore.
Give him a warm hand anyway.
Yeah.
Roger
anyway.
Moore. And the Nazis.
Forgive them.
Deutschland.
Yes. Yes, please wear this star, Mr. Gypsy. Absolutely fucking nailed Roger Moore then.
Now do it again.
No.
There you go. Oh,
never again.
Starring Roger Moore as Simon Templar.
It was the saint.
What the hell was all that about? Like a fever dream?
Yes, mein Führer. I haven't been practising, John, but that was two in a row.
Say the word Gestapo.
Gestapo.
Not bad.
Can't do it. It's becoming more and more. Winker, hello it? There, welcome.
Roger Moore.
Hello there, Roger. Hello, Roger Moore.
I wish I could, Roger. I wish I bloody could.
Yeah, we'll get more from them later
more
on,
from
John.
Them later on.
Hereford away.
Oh my God.
Look cold, John. I will say that. I'm going to give them that. A lot of people don't like me saying it looks cold. I think it must be dreadful for footballers having to play cold.
Have you never played in the cold before?
Yeah, but it's hard, isn't it? When the ball hits your leg. When you're playing football in the playground, there's nothing more painful. Playing football in the playground with a netball.
Yes.
With a mitre netball.
With a hard netball.
With a hard netball that's seen better days.
Yeah.
Overpumped.
Yeah.
Hits your leg. Nothing more painful.
Stinger.
An absolute stinger. Nothing more painful than that. And so, headering one of those. Ooh.
Yeah.
For days. I think I've still got concussion from that in my younger days. Hereford away.
Okay, so barring
John.
The fact it was cold.
Right.
Hereford.
Okay. So I want to say, do you want to say something? Because I've got so much thing to say, as they say.
You go, because I'm just absolutely at the absolute pits of
despair. I know you're at the pits of despair. Okay, I always try and find the positives. We have, and I know everyone will go, oh God, here he goes, absolute apologist, right? So many injuries.
Undeniable.
So many injuries.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Such bad luck. Dwayne Afori Achapong. Okay. But I mean, and even if it's not bad luck, it is unfortunate. Even if it's because training methods or whatever are not great. I don't know what that is. Because it has been a problem for 3 or 4 years. We probably didn't go up.
Long.
We didn't go up because of injuries.
That's when it started, wasn't it?
Looking at that squad and where all those players are now, how good they were.
Oh, yeah.
We should have walked.
That was our moment.
We should have walked the league that season. We should never have been second.
And we were. I think Danny Wright got injured.
But we should have replaced Danny Wright.
Yeah.
Should have
replaced. We never replaced Danny Wright.
Never replaced Danny Wright. You know, we know it's public knowledge that Jamie Reid was on the verge of coming back and then didn't. If he'd come back, we'd have walked the league. For some reason, loads of injuries. Who knows why? And those injuries, I don't think we've ever recovered from having that many injuries. And it's just been injury after injury since then. So I don't know what is.
Okay.
I think that needs to be looked at within the club.
You could also question signing people like Asa Hall.
As you go down the league, those players can still do it if they can play.
But re-signing him when he's had several injury hit seasons, it's questionable.
And also, where is Dawson?
Why do we ever sign him? Not got a minute out of him yet.
Where is Dawson, you know?
You know, you can question a few of the.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm not blind to it, John.
No,
I'm not blind to it. And I think there are many things that could be different. We do not know the ins and outs. We do not know how it would be different with somebody else, right? I'm not saying it's perfect in any way. What am I saying? I understand people's frustrations and all that. I just think have a bit of self-respect and a respect for other human beings. Telling someone within 3 foot of their face to fuck off, you know, fuck off out of their job or whatever, which that video I think is absolutely fucking grim.
Yeah.
Absolutely grim. People at the humans at their worst. I get it. I get you're angry.
I understand the anger. But I wouldn't do that personally. I'm not going to have any go at anybody, especially if that's, you know, they obviously care and they're passionate, but I personally wouldn't do that.
I just don't think I'd... Maybe, look, different strokes, different folks, but I just think that sort of aggression is just not needed. It's just not needed. It's not going to get anyone anywhere.
The thing is...
I get it. They've paid their money. They get to have an opinion. But to be that... to some of the things that are getting shouted, it's just grim. Have a bit of self-respect.
And I will say... You know, and I think people know that we have got to know Aaron Downs a little bit over the last few years. He's an absolutely lovely bloke.
Yeah.
Whatever his capabilities as a coach, I don't know. We've had one training session with them. An absolutely lovely bloke. And at least he fronted up.
Exactly.
It wasn't really him that should have been taking the brunt of the anger.
I think they have to have some respect to
Aaron for at least coming over, because he does care and he did front up. Look, again... Mm. Like you say, not blind to anything. And I have no idea if he's a good coach or isn't. But at least he came over.
Yeah.
Really, the person the anger was directed at was Gary Johnson, and he was walking over the far side. And George Edwards, who was sat in the stand opposite. At least Aaron came over.
I just don't... Look, I understand. Look, I wasn't there. I didn't go. So look, I'm not one of the people who's travelled 100 miles and gone 300 people have gone for 2 hours to get to Hereford, and you know, and so pay their money, and I wasn't there. Not friends with them at all. Not friends with them. But that's nothing to do with it. It's just another human being. Yeah. I wouldn't be that aggressive with and have that level of aggression with. And I know football is to get your passions out and your frustrations out, and I know that's what it's for. But I don't know. Also, bloody trophy.
I know it's a build up of
frustration.
It's just everyone has had enough this season. Had enough of, for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's a slow build.
We've got 16 players. We've got
sort
of 10 injuries.
Yeah,
we sign a player who, to be honest, wasn't that great 8 years ago.
You feel mugged off. I get it.
We've been playing for Concord Rangers, and you know, I'm not being snobbish, but it's not a signing for a club that's trying to win the league, is
that's
it?
That's not signing Connor Lemony Evans from Bristol City.
No, and to go
youth
off after
team,
three,
you know,
I just think it was. I think it was the culmination of everyone is just sick of it. And to be honest, the manager should have gone a long time ago because people have had enough of him. And we've got to change it. Otherwise, that this toxic atmosphere is never going to go away.
Do I think that? If someone can show me a better replacement.
I think there's always a better replacement, though. Did you not think that when Paul Buckle left and then in comes Martin Ling?
Mm.
There's always someone.
Yeah, that was League Two. League Two.
We do have to also question any manager that would take the job at the moment with the current owners, because who knows what extent they're backing things or not.
I think that's what it is, just the level of mystery, you know.
Yeah.
The level of mystery around the club, you know. It's what's for something that's supposed to be a right laugh and joyous, and we can all cope. We are Talk United fans, and we can cope, and National League South fans, and we can cope with failure because that's why we're where we are. It's not fun, John, is it?
It ceased to be fun this season.
It ceased to be fun, but there are worse things in the world.
Yeah.
There are worse things, and there are other things to get very cross about.
True.
Really cross about. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. John, you've had a night out this week, haven't you?
I have.
Where have you been this week, John?
It was
your birthday. Happy birthday,
thank
John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What did you get from your friends and colleagues at work?
Oh, yeah. From you and the rest of the team here at work. It was lovely. It's not come yet, but I'm looking forward to it coming. A darts shirt. Because I've got the darts board up at home, getting into the darts, and it's like a yellow and blue darts shirt with, I think it says the gull on it. Yeah. Like
John the
gull.
Gull Cadogan.
Yeah, and I think there's a talkie logo on there. It's quite a busy shirt.
Pitched for bloody hell. John Bloody Hell Cadogan.
Right,
but now I might be Charlie Bloody Hell Baker.
Oh.
So. You know, if you've not claimed it because you're John the Gull.
I'm John the Gull Cadogan. I don't know how I'm going to look in the dark shirt. I will say that. I feel like that's sort of a slippery slope to a beer belly, tattoos. Oh, well.
Listen, it's a good look.
No one's ever looked good in a dark shirt.
It's a tough look to pull off.
No one's ever looked good.
Maybe that's Chris Riccobono, who advertises on Talk Sport quite a lot.
Untuck it dark shirts.
Needs to go into that. Isn't he? Now, yes, that's a tough look to pull off, Chris.
Yeah, try that.
Anyway, so what did you do for your birthday, John?
So we went on Monday night.
Yeah.
It was a surprise, and it was coming to the ABBA Voyage thing in Stratford.
Which is a hologram.
It's a hologram ABBA.
So you went to see a blank stage, but with a hologram on it. I like it.
It was...
It's you killing live theatre, John.
You are
supporting this.
There's a live band who are part of it as well. And to be honest, I wish they weren't there.
Could have done it with tapes.
They weren't very good.
Could have saved the money.
Well, it is quite odd. Well, they obviously to try and make it seem a bit more real.
Yeah.
like sort of Benny or Bjorn will sort of talk between the songs.
Oh,
and go,
really?
We're just off for a quick costume change. We'll let the band sing this one.
Oh,
and then you go, no.
No,
you're on tape. You don't need a break. You don't need a rest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a really good point. Oh, I'm exhausted. Are you? You're not real.
Lydia, you're not. You recorded this 2 years ago, Bjorn.
What have they done? Like, you know, like a phone, they've put in an obsolescence when they say it'll break down after 18 months. Is it like that? Oh, they're the AI's tired.
Yeah.
Well, just don't put that bit in.
They sort of pop off for a bit and then there's like a video animation and then they come back on again. And you're like, no, you don't need... But I think it's to try and make it seem a bit more like a real gig.
Yeah, we don't want it to. All you want, I want an hour. I want 1 hour of ABBA. That's all I want in front of me. And then I want to be able to and have something nice to eat.
And they're like, yeah, we're going to sing the first few lines and then the band are going to do this one. And does your mother know?
Oh, and he's just like, do you not like that one?
Oh, no, I like that one. Yeah, it's a bit of a banger, but I'd rather it was ABBA singing it than the band.
Yeah.
Who weren't that great.
Maybe they didn't record that with the AI. Maybe the AI caused it too much.
It was very good, though. It was like they were there.
Yeah.
You were looking at the stage and there they were, and it was like they were really there. It was very odd.
Where will it end, John? Will they recreate the 1987 Talk United team? Will we be going to play more?
The Kenny Allen hologram.
Talk EV Spurs. There'll be a hologram of Kenny Allen there. Derek Dawkins in hologram. He wouldn't like that. Oh, he doesn't like the future, does he?
I don't know.
He doesn't like that. He won't like AI.
He doesn't like change.
He doesn't like change. No. He won't like that. He wouldn't. It'd be everyone except Derek Dawkins.
Derek's opted out of this one.
It would just be like, you know, you have a generic player on.
It's Jim McNichol.
Yeah, an AI Bryn. Will they have that, John?
AI Jim McNichol.
An AI Norman Medhurst running on.
The whole thing is AI Dave Thomas just on his laptop, isn't it?
AI Bratcher's Hot Shots.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace.
Bratcher.
May you rest in peace.
AI Cedric Munsley doing 50-50
hello there, you're not real, you're not even real, Cedric.
How can we win this? You're not real.
It's not even a prize, Cedric. AI, even in an AI crossbar challenge.
AI Mark Loram's down there and talking on the piss.
It's not even the real one.
No.
It's just there. AI Dave Coldwell having a punch up. Why have they recorded him getting sent off? Just record him scoring a hat trick.
Great goals.
record him scoring a hat trick or something. AI Andy McFarlane, but the Scunthorpe version.
Yeah. It's AI Don O'Riordan getting the sack.
AI Algernon.
It's good, yeah.
Very talky heavy.
It's
this.
A bit talky. And
you
actually,
don't know that.
It's funnier than the idea we actually had. my idea.
What else are they going to recreate?
My idea was a rabba.
Oh,
which
yes.
Is Roger and Brian's.
Yes. AI Roger and Brian.
The thing is, they've had enough of moaning in person. They've seen the future and they're just going to have two holograms.
I don't even have to go to the games now, Roger or Brian. I don't even have to bloody go now.
I filmed it once and then they just play it every time.
Bloody hell.
A lot easier.
Insert name here.
A lot easier on the voice.
More rubbish. Insert name here.
We're going to let the band moan about this one. We'll be back in a moment.
AI, that bloke who fucked up the last post.
People just putting their hands through it.
Why didn't you just record someone who could actually do it? He's bottled it. I'm telling national telly. The funniest thing I've ever seen on a football pitch.
Oh god!
Oh, that's lovely, John,
that's
isn't
very
it?
Good.
That's really made me laugh.
Yeah.
That.
Well, that was actually better than what we. What
oh,
we
that
came
was
up
fun.
With. It would be very Talk United if they decided to go down the hologram route and got it horribly wrong.
Yeah, just
did all the wrong bits.
What have you done that for? It's unbelievable. Oh, Talky heavy, but there we are. Yep. Who cares? Let's talk about football next, John. In the national obsession. The national obsession.
The national obsession.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. John, let's talk about the National League and the National League South. What's happening? Do you know Chesterfield are running away with it at the top of the National League?
I'm not really following it.
I'm quite pleased for them, John, because they were sort of always there or thereabouts, weren't they? Seemed to be a very good side this year.
Absolutely. Running riot, aren't they?
Yeah, there's no stress for them at all. They've got just a nice sort of run in, easy peasy.
Bromley are up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until they balls it up.
Yeah, but who's going to go up? Bromley, Barnet, Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? Altrincham, Jean?
Lost quite a few players in the pre-season and people were saying, oh, maybe this is the year they go down, because didn't Ardley leave as well?
Oh, yeah, and they're good. Dallas, is it Dallas lost?
Yeah.
We're left, yeah. Altrincham, Jean, not heard from her in ages.
She did wish me happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Happy
and
birthday.
I think she's emailed as well.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Altrincham
are doing very, very well.
Imagine if
Altrincham Jean go to the playoff final, we will be there with you. Oldham, 42, and Rochdale on 41 points. There we are.
Gateshead were flying, and now they lost. They lost Mike Williamson, the manager, to MK Dons. Stephen Weehan has followed him to MK Dons.
Yeah, Stephen Weehan, another one for us there.
Yeah.
Another league player.
It was, I thought, pretty junk for us. Not great.
Well, yeah, he was sort of on second time round. He was sort of fine, wasn't he?
And then,
he didn't
do a lot. And now he's ended up in League Two somehow. Aldershot, they're still in the mix.
Aldershot, who's coming down? Woking.
If Woking come down,
that would be the funniest.
It would make it all worthwhile.
But
next
John,
year we go again against Woking.
But John, if something
we come back to the very beginning,
as we've said, this is maybe this is AI.
We'll be exactly where we were, because then we'll talk it and Woking in the National League South, Sutton and Hartlepool in the National League. Everything is as it was.
You know, it's not the same as it was. Oxford City. Filed.
Yeah.
AFC filed the Coasters. Dun, 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 dun. It is just, to be honest, we don't need to make this podcast anymore. If all this happens, John, we can just go, right, just listen from episode one
go
for
back
four
to
or
one
five
again.
Years. Just listen
see
to that.
Back then, one. And Kidderminster at bottom, who've just appointed Phil Brown.
Yes, that's exciting. We spoke to him the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was exciting. What's going on in the North? Let's just mention that.
Oh, who cares?
No, come on, let's mention it. Got to do some football.
We're not
here we go.
It this season.
I know,
yeah.
But let's mention it today. We've got time, haven't we?
Tamworth are top.
Yeah, have they?
Yeah.
Then Scunthorpe, is it?
Scunthorpe.
Yeah.
Scarborough.
Yeah.
Brackley.
Lovely.
Chorley.
Lovely.
Curzon Ashton. Hereford.
Never. I can't know any of them, do you?
No, it's just a list couldn't of places I couldn't
name
you want to go.
Couldn't name you one player.
Kings Lynn, no, down the bottom. They've just signed Dylan Crow. So
it's been so... So on
Dylan
and off.
Crow and Gabby Rogers both at Kings Lynn.
Are they?
A couple of goals.
The old
also
girls
Rans.
There.
Yeah.
Well, they've obviously played. They obviously played at Kings Lynn last season. They saw them and thought, there's something about these lads. There's something about these people who don't try hard enough and haven't used their talent in any way.
There's something about this right back who can't defend that is thrilling.
That is thrilling. There's something about these guys who've underachieved massively that is thrilling.
There's something about this middle-aged bald guy that is thrilling.
Thrilling.
That's what it is. Go on. The National League North, is that all we're saying?
Yeah, who cares? Saturday in the National League South, Eastbourne 1, St Albans 2. Haven't 2, Maidstone 1, so Maidstone beaten, which is a bit of a surprise by Haven't. Hemel Hempstead 2, Tonbridge 0. Taunton 1, Dover 1. Taunton actually managed to get a game on their pitch, which is always a surprise. They seem to get postponed most of the time.
Yeah.
Truro City 1, Worthing 4.
Yeah.
Worthing on fire. Weymouth 3.
Worthing
Slough
on fire.
Nil.
Yeah, I fear Worthing in the playoffs, if
I
I'm honest.
Them all in the playoffs.
Worthing's not very far, John. I think we can make that. That's soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
I
soon.
Think it's in, I think it's this month.
That's
near Brighton.
Because I did a gig the other night in somewhere. Somewhere.
Punch the mic.
And. Was on the way to Worthing. I thought, I reckon I could make Worthing.
Okay, absolutely hammered.
Do you think we will?
Oh yeah, completely. Oh, they've thrashed us.
Might have some players back by then. Might have some players back by then, and we might have some new loan. We've got to wait for the transfer window to. I'm trying to posy it, John. Pause. And now the hat's gone.
Yep.
That starts
with Dover on Saturday.
Starts with Dover. If we lose to Dover on Saturday, we know.
We've all had it.
Talkie till I die, though, John. Till I die.
Did my half marathon in Farnborough on Sunday.
Are you, John? Good luck, yeah. John.
Thank you, John.
How much are you in the hole for at the moment?
About 700 quid.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
We're getting there.
It's not bad.
Just giving on my Twitter. I feel like
you should pay something to do it.
Running the marathon in April.
Shouldn't just be everyone else that pays to do it. I think you should pay something. There we are. We haven't really done any National League South news there.
No, but we don't need to do that.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
We're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yeah, a bulging sack, as we like to say on this podcast.
After a blank week last week.
People have responded. David, nice. Gladys Gladman, on the ice.
On the ice, you glad?
On the ice, John and Charlie. Young Dunellan will be at Rugby Park, because he lives in Scotland.
Oh,
obviously,
lovely.
Gladys. Young Dunellan will be at Rugby Park, Kilmarnock, on the 7th of February, just a couple of miles from my abode. To save you the trip to see him play, I'll wander along and report back on his
fantastic
performance.
I'd love to go to that, wouldn't you?
We salute your service.
John, do you know the song, The Joyful Kilmarnock Blues, the best
Proclaimers
song?
Yeah, I do.
Not going to talk about downtown confusion. On the nights when I can see with my eyes shut.
It's a beauty.
Play it now, John, because
we'll
that was
that.
A good impression. I'm not going to talk about downtown confusion.
I'm not going to talk about doubts and confusion.
It's like bad.
It's like he's got a humbug in his mouth.
I'm not going to talk about doubts and confusion.
Big tongue.
I love the Proclaimers.
Oh, this is my favourite one. I'd play this at Torquay games. I would.
It'd be a bit bizarre, wouldn't it?
When we've won. Imagine it. Saturday. 60 miles to Kilmarnock to see the guy I play. Love it. Nothing like a Kaylee, is there, John? Kaylee's great fun. Yeah, glad. Yes, please.
Thank
we'd
you,
love
Gladys.
We would love that. Yes, thank
Sir
you.
Sir Clive Haywood says, dear
on the
John
ice,
and
Clive.
Charlie, I was very sorry to see that over a million people have signed a petition calling for me to return my FOF number. A little bit of satire from Sir Clive here on
yes,
the Paula Venables.
Well done, Clive.
I have no intention of doing so. I strongly refute all the allegations made against me, but I wish to address three in particular. Number one, as was widely reported at the time, my attempt to keep Torquay United in the National League last season by eating a leaf before games was ultimately unsuccessful, but it was a genuine attempt to turn the tide, and relegation was the responsibility of the players, management and ownership, not me. Number two, the use of pencils in tea-tail design is industry standard regardless of newfangled Altrincham techniques. And number three, I'm clearly not the most miserable man at Playmore, probably not even in the top five. Anyone who thinks they can do a better job as FOF38 is welcome to reply. Put up or shut up. On the ice,
wow.
Sir Clive Haywood.
Fighting talk from Clive.
From Sir Clive.
On the ice, Sir Clive.
You're not going to take his...
Sad you didn't get the Torquay United hat, but...
Les Brooking gets in touch, wants the hat, wants to put it in his home bar.
Les.
The hat's
Les,
gone.
Les, you don't
I'm
want
afraid.
That in your home bar, Les.
No,
it'll burn down.
Burn down, bottles smashing.
It's going to be fascinating. Simon Bittleston as hat correspondent. It's going to be fascinating.
Next time we see
how
Simon. How are you, Simon?
Life.
Well, I've lost my job.
He's fallen off, got kitten.
House has been repossessed.
He's been killed on his bike. Going to be amazing. Following the
Mark
journey.
Ridley.
Ha, how
Mark
are you,
Ridley
little Mark there?
Mark Ridley says, hi, John and Charlie. In the 1980s and 1990s, at this time of year, a slew, interesting use of some tabloidese there, a slew of games were called off for bad weather, and the pools panel used to sit to decide the results of games. With fewer postponements these days, I think the remit of the pools panel has changed. My theory is the FA Trophy doesn't actually exist and the results are decided by the pools panel.
Yeah.
This weekend, they've either been bored, drunk or employed John Pemberton. How else would you come up with Aldershot losing 6-1 to Bishop Stortford, Dorking losing 5-0 at Macclesfield, and Chesterfield and Oldham losing as well? Oldham lost to Hendon, I think.
Almost like people wanted out of the trophy, John.
Perhaps it could be named as the FA Mirage Trophy, although I did have my suspicions last year when it was won by Brigadoon. Regards, Mark
maybe
Ridley.
Maybe the trophy isn't AI.
Maybe it's a hologram.
Maybe you're onto it. Maybe you're onto something there.
I think you're onto
getting
it.
Too close to the truth, I think.
Now, here we go. Daisy Seller.
Ah!
Altrincham Jean.
very respectful.
On the ice, John and Charlie, very respectful. Well, funnily enough.
Thinking of Daisy in a very respectful way, John.
Listen on. Happy New Year. Sorry it's been a while since I last wrote. Just dropping a quick email to say, isn't Humphrey Carr tall?
Hang on a minute.
I spotted him at the Welsh Braga. I'm not quite sure what that is. Okay. Watching Wrexham Women this afternoon.
All right.
Although I was too shy to go and say hi. Quite imposing, isn't he? But he's a very tall man.
Gene.
But you 100% should have gone up and said hi.
If you'd have gone up to Humphrey Carr and said, hello, I'm Altrincham Gene. I think he'd have fainted.
I think he may have collapsed.
I think St John's ambulance. You'd have got to meet Robert Ryan. I honestly think.
You would have gone, come to Hollywood with me.
Yeah. I'm very now, excited, you know. John. I think the game I played at Chesham last year?
Yes.
I think they're going to do it again. I think they're doing it again.
Ooh.
And me and Humphrey Carr played up front together, Big man, little man.
Hesky and Owen.
Really hoping that we're going to be able to go for it again.
Please don't mention the FA Trophy on the podcast this week, says Altrincham. It's a sore subject, presumably for you too. Up the Robins, up the goals, Altrincham, Gene.
Oh, up the Robins, Altrincham, very respectfully, of course. And I really hope Altrincham get promoted.
Yeah. So do I.
On the ice.
Lovely bunch of letters,
John.
There's another one from Clive, but we can't do two emails.
Can't
do
two
person.
From Clive.
We'll do yours next
Thanks,
week.
Though, Clive. I appreciate it. On the ice to you. Is that it, John?
That's your lot.
That was lovely letters. How do people send us a letter?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely.
That's the email address.
What's the date we've put in for potentially doing an online show, John? It's going to be a live show, but it's going to be online, we've decided. That's how we're going to do it. What's the date we've put in, John?
It's a fun live show. It's the, did we say the 4th
I've got it in my diary as well. I've got the, no, the 5th. Is it the 5th? The 5th of March I've got in my diary. Is it the 5th? No, hold on. That's February I'm looking at there. The 4th of March.
Monday the 4th of March.
That's it, yes. That's what I've got in mind. So we're looking at that. We'll find out how to do that and we will tell you how to buy tickets and that stuff soon.
A fiver.
It'll be a fiver a ticket to watch it online.
It'll be a Zoom.
And it'll be a Zoom or something else. And it'll be live from home in Perthshire.
Yeah.
And all the characters will be there.
Everybody.
There's huge plans for Roger and Brian, aren't there, John?
Big Roger and Brian plans, which I'm a little uncomfortable with. Yeah, big plan. They'll all be there.
Yeah.
There'll be music.
Details to come.
A fiver for the London Marathon. And I think that is going to get us over the line.
You think it will?
Yeah. It'll be something like 8 o'clock in the evening.
Maybe we'll sell one special ticket that they can come to my house and be there
and
for the recording.
But they have to come blindfolded.
That's £100.
I pick you up from the station blindfolded.
That ticket, the £100 ticket will be the golden ticket. You can come to my house.
The golden ticket.
If Simon Biddleston comes, he can't wear the hat.
No.
There we are. All right, so there we are. Get in touch. Send us your letters. Enjoy your National League football.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.